This is a kind of infectious poppy song you might expect to hear on the radio. It's called We Used to Be Friends by the Dandy Warhols.
A long time ago, we used to be friends, but
actually, you probably haven't heard it on the radio, now that most radio playlists seem to offer little outside the top 20 songs in the country. But you might have heard this music on TV, where more and more bands now debut their stuff. This song was featured on Fox's primetime drama, The O.C. If you haven't seen it, imagine Dynasty crossed with 90210, but in Orange County, California. Alexandra Patsavis is the O.C.'s music supervisor and helped put this and 11 other songs together on a new CD. She joins us from NPR West in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
Well, great to have you. Well, now the O.C. has gotten mixed reviews since it debuted last summer, but the music is almost always cited as the best part of the show. Let me read off a thing here from one reviewer. He called the show crummy, hilariously wrong, and utterly predictable, but then went on to say that the soundtrack is good stuff. And another wrote that the show is one of the better introductions to non-mainstream music. Couldn't get much better than that for a music supervisor, could it?
Absolutely not.
Well, is it your goal to be an alternative music source for audiences?
Well, I think that the OC allows, you know, me as a music supervisor to find all kinds of different music. But also, we, you know, as a music supervisor, you have to work to serve the show.
Well, let's listen to one of the tracks from the CD. On this one, The Way We Get by the group Spoon. Mm-hmm. In this scene, a couple of the characters are skateboarding. Let's listen to the music for just a bit.
That's the way we get by, the way we get by. All that's the way we get by, the way we get by.
Now, everybody here is, you know, patting on the table and patting the foot and everything. So,
me too.
How did you pick this song? Were you looking for a particular emotion, or had you heard the song and, you know, asked these guys to come in and do this, or what exactly?
I love this track. I think it's one of the standouts on the CD. And it seemed just to have a, you know, a whimsy and a personality to the song that doesn't get tiresome ever. I really love it.
Alexandra, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background? What got you interested in this?
I always was a music hobbyist, and when I got to college, I promoted rock shows. And when you're from the Midwest like I am, the music business to you is promoting shows, because the music, the record business, was based in the coast. I came out to LA, and then I saw that music supervision existed. And I worked for Roger Corman, legendary B-movie producer, and did a lot of movies for him. And that's sort of how I started.
Well, you have a long track record of working with music and film, and you say that that's what you do as a music supervisor. But explain specifically what your job is as a music supervisor.
My job is to work with the producers to find a sound for the show. And I think we've done a good job to sort of define an OC sound on a much more specific sort of day-to-day level. I work with the producers and the editors to find songs for specific scenes, episode after episode.
What kind of things do you consider when you're choosing music for one series or an episode of the show?
It's very important that it fits under dialogue or expresses whatever emotional, you know, moment that the scene calls for. The music does not exist by itself. It exists within the confines of the episode and the television show.
Now, this one, this is a kind of romantic one, isn't it? This is a Paint the Silence by South. And the scene, they're kissing on the Ferris wheel. What were you looking for with this one?
This band just really creates some beautiful, epic, like sort of romantic songs. And I've always really wanted to find a place for this song, and just thought it would be perfect for the Ferris wheel scene.
I think that television is making people more aware of the music they hear by featuring it as you do during the show, and then identifying those musicians or the band at the end of the program?
I think so. I think that as a music supervisor, I'm really allowed to stretch And I think that people are discovering, you know, all sorts of music just because we're not tied to anything.
Well, explain how this works, as this kind of like product placement for bands, or how does it work?
I think that we are lucky to have people interested in being on the show, but Josh Schwartz and McGee and the producers and editors definitely have a specific musical taste, and we reach out to bands quite a bit. I might read a review or see a show, or one of the producers might see a show, and we definitely try to reach out to bands that we think would be great for a scene or a character, and, you know, pay them a fee to sort of rent their song for the episode.
Well, is this the type of music you normally listen to, or just something that you're listening to as you try to picture what would work with the show?
I definitely listen, and I try to listen to sort of all sorts of current releases, both rock and alternative, international releases as well. So yes, definitely.
So sure. You kind of mix business and pleasure on this.
Absolutely.
One.
You know, as a music supervisor, I'm so lucky. I get almost every new release, and I'm always listening.
Well, how do you think the soundtracks serve both the show and the audience?
I think the audience really loves to sort of get a piece of the show that they can hold on to. And it's a way for fans to remember their favorite moments.
Well, let's pick a song to go out on. Do you have a favorite from this first CD?
I have 12 favorites from this first CD.
Well, we can't play them all, Alexander.
All right. I think that my favorite is Dice by Finley Quay and William Orbit. It was a great, big, huge use at the end of our New Year's episode when Ryan is running to kiss Marissa before the clock strikes midnight. It was a great moment.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I was crying.
Oh. The OC Mix 1 was compiled by Alexandra Patsavas, who is also music supervisor for the show. She joined us from NPR West. Petra Meyer directed tonight's broadcast, Martha Wexler edited, and Tracy Wall produced our program with Devar Ardalan, Brendan Banaschek, and Elaine Heisman. The technical director is Neil Ellis, with audio engineers Pita Elena, Jerry Tennant, Stu Rushfield, and Brian Sussman. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley.
Still more.